Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Power Up Living with Kelly Gallia, the show for seekers and doers looking for more freedom, flexibility, and fun in life and business. Let's get energized, get motivated, and get into action. It's time to power up, tune into the possibilities, and amplify your life. Hi, everyone. This is Kelly. Welcome to today's show where we're talking about goals, going outrageous, ambitious, and limitless. If you've ever wondered why it seems that some people just seem to go through life with a certain ease, they're allowing and receiving all that they desire, this is a show for you. And if you've ever heard someone say that they're going to be, do, and achieve something, and shortly thereafter it becomes reality, and you want to know the secrets to making this occur in your life as well, you are going to love today's guest. I am so excited to introduce you to Karen Fitzgerald, nicknamed the Manifesting Queen for her ability to set an intention, focus, and create it. And Karen is a business strategist, author, speaker, leadership coach, and hostess of the international daily show Coffee and Coaching with Karen. She specializes in assisting those who are at a crossroads in life or business to shift their mindset and actions, creating a pathway to continue on their journey towards attaining their goals and bringing their dreams to life. And as you know, this is right up our alley here on Power Up Living, so I am delighted to welcome Karen in the spirit of collaboration, goal attainment, and fun today. Welcome to the show, Karen.
Thank you so much, Kelly. I'm so excited to be here.
Yay! It seems like we have been talking about doing the show together for quite some time. But, you know, we are at that time of year where there is so much focus on resolutions, on goals, discovering your life purpose. So why don't we get started today with a common understanding of what goals are in the first place? So tell us, what are goals to you?
Well, you know what? I'm going to paint a picture for you. We all either started out as little kids or many of us have children. And those kids go to kindergarten. And the first day of kindergarten, there's an unintentional goal or subconscious goal that come June, our child is going to graduate from kindergarten, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, goals are things that we set forth to achieve. And there are intentional goals and subconscious goals. I like to call them unintentional goals because they seem to happen almost by accident. But the goals are things in our lives, whether it be a specific degree or a specific material item or a partner or a mate, these are things that we choose to go after and achieve and bring to our reality. So that's what a goal is for me.
Okay. And I like that difference in the distinction that you made between something that's intentional versus something that we're just kind of rolling with, right? It's just subconsciously and we're not too aware maybe or even thinking about it too much.
Exactly. Kids go to school and every morning that child, I mean, I didn't do this with my daughter. I didn't send her off to school and say, okay, your goal is to learn how to write your letters today so that tomorrow you can learn how to write your numbers so that this is going to build, and at the end of the year, we're going to have a ceremony to celebrate you ending this grade
mm-hmm.
and moving on. We never did that.
No.
So those are like the subconscious or unconscious goals that we go through life with. And then we got the bigger ones that relate to our jobs and our passions and our partners and things like that.
Okay. So when we think about setting goals, and understanding what our goals are and being intentional about goals, who is this really for? Like, who are we trying to reach today with this message?
You know, here's the funny part about it. We all get to set goals. Now, it's a choice. So the person that's listening to this saying, I want something different in my life. Mm-hmm. I want to create something different. That's the person we're speaking to. If there's somebody who says, you know what, I'm super content, love my job, love my career, love my family, everything is just the way I want it, then just enjoy the fun.
Yeah.
But that
celebrate it.
Says, exactly. You know, enjoy what we're saying today and enjoy our energy. But for the person who really is looking at their life and saying, there's something more. I have something coming through me. I feel a desire to create more, to be more, to do more. That's the person we're talking to right now.
And that is so our audience, because we call them our seekers and doers, because we are on that mission, right? We're seeking to improve and get better. And I think we all, though, have a difficult time because we're looking for something more in celebrating what is sometimes as well.
You know, we tend to overlook the what is, and being in gratitude and being thankful, or full of thanks, as I like to put it, mm-hmm. is something that is really, it's a critical key in a goal-setting mode and creating goals and achieving them. Without gratitude, it's not going to happen. I can guarantee that.
Yeah, it's like the opposite side of this equation. Well, so I want to talk more about, you know, the importance of being goal-oriented. I mean, we're seeking something more. We're looking to make changes. But I think there's a difference, a serious difference between seeking it and being on this path and having this desire and actually being goal-oriented. So do you want to talk to us about the importance of that?
I'd love to, because here's the thing. There's two words that people who are goal-oriented are going to really want to focus on. And they are being self-disciplined and accepting personal responsibility.
Mm.
So the reason for that is because if you're focused on a goal, what happens once you set that intention is it allows for everything related to that goal and all the necessary people and things that are required, they come into your world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll paint a picture in terms of when I was pregnant. You know, my husband and I decided we were going to have a baby, and we got pregnant. And I worked in an environment that was 95% male. And within just 3 or 4 months, I realized that there were 9 other women in the environment in my office who were all pregnant.
Oh, my gosh.
And but this was kind of fascinating. Some of them, it was a surprise. Some of them had been trying for years and all that kind of stuff. But I turned around. Everywhere I went, there was a pregnant woman waddling up next to me, and so we're waddling down the street together. Same thing with a car. When I decided what vehicle I wanted, and I picked out the color, interior, everything, next thing I know, every other car on the road was that model and that color.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the things that come into our world. And another way to put it is, if you're focused on, let's say, writing a book, and you set that intention, you decide, you know, my goal is to write a book. This is the topic. This is the area. You know, this is the storyline, whatever it is, fiction, nonfiction, doesn't matter. That's for you to decide. You make that decision, and next thing you know, you're standing in line at the coffee house, and you happen to talk to the guy behind you or the lady in front of you and get into just a casual conversation while you're waiting for the barista to call your name. And you say, oh, so what do you do? And guess what? That gentleman mm-hmm. will say, well, I'm a publisher, or I'm an editor. And that mm-hmm. woman may say, oh, I do marketing for authors.
Funny how that happens.
It is. So it's very important. But if you walk in there and your goal is just focused on that cup of coffee and you're not allowing for what your true passion is and what your true focus is to be an intentional goal, you're going to miss those doors. You're going to walk right down. It's like walking down a hallway with doors lined on both sides and watching some of them open, but staying focused and going to the end of the hallway.
Right.
Where it's a dead end, and you're missing all those doors opening. So it's really important to be goal-oriented so that all of this can come to you.
Well, Karen, I totally get that, but I thought it was really interesting that you made these two points about, one, being self-disciplined, and two, accepting personal responsibility.
Oh,
and
as our
listeners know, I call myself out constantly on my own show because I'm trying to show people that, you know, I'm bringing in people, we're having conversations. These are things that we all struggle with and we all go through different evolutions. And although maybe today I've got a grasp on this, a new set of circumstances or new intentions and new goals come into play, and it's almost like starting over again in many ways. So I find myself being distracted constantly. So self-discipline is a daily choice. Actually, it's a minute-by-minute choice for me. And accepting personal responsibility. You know, I thought at this point in my life I would really have a grasp on this. But again, circumstances and situations that we create for ourselves many times, things are coming in, and we might wake up one day and go, wait a minute, I've been blaming so-and-so on this. I'm playing the victim role again. So what have you seen maybe some of your clients do, and how do you help them through these two really crucial things?
Well, you know, these are two really important areas, and I will tell you, Kelly, there are four things that a large percent of the population, I'll say probably about 75 to 90% of the population, do in terms of self-discipline and personal responsibility every single day, no matter what. And those things are: they brush their teeth, take a shower, they put on clothes, and they eat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, those are the four things that no matter what, okay, now they may skip the shower and possibly the teeth brushing thing, but people are going to put on clothes and they're going to eat every day. Now, what they eat is a whole other story. But
yeah.
People tend to look at personal responsibility and self-discipline, and it's almost like it's a negative thing, because the majority of people look at it and say, wow, if I do this, then I'm being selfish.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do this, let's say I take 30 minutes out and I go to the gym. Well, a parent may turn around and say, well, that could be 30 minutes that I'm spending at home with my child, and I'm giving up that time with my child to go to the gym, and that's really not fair to my child, and I'm being selfish, so I won't go to the gym. I'll stay home.
Right.
The other thing is, if you have the luxury of being in business for yourself, being able to follow your passion and work in your passion every single day,
mm-hmm.
being able to work from a home office is a wonderful thing. However, it's also a challenge. So what I do with my clients for both personal responsibility and self-discipline is creating schedules, managing themselves within their time,
mm-hmm.
and the biggest thing is not being so regimented. This is not boot camp where, you know, you're up at this time, you're in the mess hall at this time, you're marching down the hallway. It's not like that.
Right.
One of the blessings is that we have flexibility.
Yeah.
So, you know, as I was sharing with you before we came onto the show, there are days when in the middle of the day I will shut everything down, go into my bedroom, shut off the lights, and take a power nap. And that's a luxury I have because I work from home. However, that same day I may end up working until 9 o'clock at night.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
it's just a matter of, we have to each decide for ourselves what is most important, and it's the long-term vision. Okay, eating one Big Mac today, you're not going to wake up 25 pounds heavier tomorrow.
Right.
However, eating one Big Mac today and tomorrow and the next day for the next month, you are going to wake up 25 pounds heavier. So it's the same thing within business. Making, you know, a dozen phone calls today to prospective clients or business partners may not land you 20 new business partners tomorrow. However, if you do that day after day after day, over the next month, you're going to find that the business is flowing your way. Collaborators are coming into your life, new accounts, new possibilities. So it compounds. and it's a compound effect.
Yeah,
so,
that totally makes sense.
Yeah, the self-discipline comes from, am I willing to be regimented enough today and tomorrow and the next day to reap the big rewards a year down the road and also celebrate the little wins as I go along?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and realizing, too, that while we may be regimented in our approach or our systems and the things that we're doing, really embracing, to your point, the flexibility that we have as entrepreneurs, because maybe the block of time that I make those calls in could be from 9 until 10 o'clock today, but it might be tomorrow afternoon doing the same activity based on, oh, I know that on this day I feel this way, this day I'm feeling this way, and creating those systems that work for you.
Exactly, and that's one of the flexibilities and one of the nice things about being in your passion and working in your passion, whether it's full-time or part-time around another 40-hour job, you have the flexibility to create little chunks of time, slivers of time, pockets of time, whatever you want to call them, to get those things done and then move on to something else.
Perfect. So, Karen, I know we've, I mentioned you and your clients and how you can help them. So why don't you tell our audience where they can go to learn more about you? And I understand that you have a special Jumpstart going on, too.
I do. What it's called is Jumpstart 2015. And what it is it's a one-time session with me, either through Skype or by phone. So I do work internationally, English only, but internationally. And it allows the client to really get clear on what their goals are. We create a customized reading list, customized action plan, and focus on those goals so that they can walk into 2015 in power and intention and really be focused on what they're looking to achieve. And they can find more details about that and register for the Jumpstart at KarenFitzgerald.com. It's right on the front page, the home page. Just click Unlock Your Potential and you'll see it. And it's Karen with a C. It's CarynFitzgerald.com.
Okay, perfect. So we have KarenFitzgerald.com, and that's CarynFitzgerald.com. And click on Unlock Your Potential.
Absolutely. You'll see it right there.
Got it. And we'll include a list or a link to that page too, Karen, on our show resources. So if anyone listening in, you miss out, just head on over to PowerUpLiving.com, go over to the radio show page, and you'll find this episode with Karen there, and you'll get all the juicy details there too. Thank you.
Very welcome.
So we've talked about goals, what they are, the importance of being self-disciplined, accepting personal responsibility, being very goal-oriented. But I know this comes up a lot because people tend to set, if they're setting goals, they might be setting really vague goals. So help us to create goals that, like we talked at the top of the show, going outrageous, ambitious, and limitless. Tell us more about that.
Well, you know what's really neat about this is we all get to choose what our life looks like. There is no, just like we have no expiration date on the bottom of our foot that tells us how long we're going to live, there is no rule book that says, okay, this child was born and this child can only do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
So the neat thing about it is the goals you create and the vision you have can be as large as you choose it to be. Nobody else gets to tell you how that works. So the easiest way to do it is take some time, and it doesn't have to be long, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Find a really quiet space and create that. For me, I like to work on my back porch because it's outdoors and I'm very much into nature.
That's me too.
Notebook, paper, journal. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. One of my favorite things to write on is paper that we've printed something out on, and for whatever reason we're not using it, so I X through one side, flip it over, and write on the other side.
Yep.
Doesn't have to be fancy. Write down your goals and your dreams. Now, the key here is to stay focused on what you truly desire. because you deserve what you truly desire. And the thing you're going to ignore, because it's going to keep creeping up, is going to be that little voice that says, but how am I going to do that?
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you a perfect example of this. How many children do you know, when you ask them what they want to be when they grow up, they say, I'm going to be a doctor or a lawyer or a veterinarian or an astronaut?
Yeah.
They don't know what's entailed. You know, that they have no idea what that entails.
No. They're like, I want to do this thing. They don't have, like, a role or a title associated to it.
Exactly. And then when they get into high school and they start filling out college applications and they say, well, you know, I want to be a doctor, so I have to enroll in a pre-med program. Great. So they enroll and they fill out all their paperwork, and then all of a sudden, you know, they never stop to think, oh, wow, that's $100,000 a year. How's that going to happen?
Yeah.
But you know what? They stay so focused on it, and they fill out the application for this financial aid and that loan and this grant and whatever. And 8 years later, they walk across the stage with a medical degree in hand. Okay? The how, if they had stopped to analyze everything, how am I going to pay $500,000 for school?
Mm-hmm.
How, if they had stopped to analyze all that, how am I going to spend 100 hours a week working on becoming a doctor? What am I going to sleep? Where am I going to sleep? How am I going to afford to live? I mean, these are all the little questions that can pop up in their head. And if they stop at that, they'd never become a doctor.
Yeah.
Okay, so when that voice pops up, but how are you going to do that? Don't know, don't care, it'll happen. Little voice, go back to bed. And just stay really focused. And once you've written down what you really are focused on, what your dream is, what your goal is, there's two things that you're going to want to do after that.
Okay.
Okay, the first is write down the traits and the character traits and the personality and the habit of the person who has achieved this goal.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're reading personal development, if you want to become an Olympic athlete, well, guess what? You're going to be practicing and doing whatever it is you need to do related to your sport for hours a day. And then you've got your eating and all the other things that go along with it.
Right.
So you want to put yourself in the position that it's already done. So now describe the person that you became to achieve it. And the second thing you're going to do is find a coach or a mentor. And with that, I say find somebody who has achieved what you're looking to achieve. So they understand the challenges. They also understand how to navigate through them, and they can help you with that. And be very careful, because there are two types of people out there coaching. One is the person who has been there, done it, has the bruises, has the T-shirt, and they've gone through to the other side. And then there's the other one who started to do it, didn't quite make it, read a little bit more, and can talk someone through it.
Yeah.
You're not looking for them. You're looking for the person who's been there, done that, and understands how to get you from point A to point B, as long as you are coachable.
And you know, I'm kind of chuckling, Carrie, because I'm sure you're the same way, being a coach and consulting people, is sometimes don't you wake up and go, wow, this life path that I've chosen and all of these experiences so that I can help guide others through it, like, wow, I really bit off a lot here.
Oh, my goodness. My coaching, one of the things that I always share with people is this. To be able to work with me requires a strong desire, personal responsibility, self-discipline, motivation, and an interest in having fun while writing your own script. That's
fun,
really what
and a
it
sense of humor
to.
Definitely required.
If you can't laugh at yourself, then, you know, you're in the wrong business. And because becoming an entrepreneur and creating a passion-filled life there are so many things that you just have to look at yourself and go, oh my gosh, that was ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we are quickly running out of time, but I do want to find out, you know, if somebody is listening in and they're thinking, okay, this all sounds great, this sounds doable, this sounds manageable, you've given me these steps to go through, what's the best time for our listeners to create goals for themselves?
Right now. And just take a moment. You can reset your day, your week, your month, your quarter, your year at any given time. So just because, I mean, right now we're in a new year, which is great, but focus on goals versus resolutions. Resolutions yeah. don't last. Goals are what you're focused on, and right now, just jump right in.
Right now, no better time, and I'm glad that you've said that because you're sort of telling me that too, Karen, because as I shared with you before we even did the show, today is really the first day of the year that I felt like I sort of had my brain and my wits about me after having been ill and that I could actually start working again. So, you know, there's that little niggling part that says, oh my gosh, it's already the middle of the month, and what have you done? And then it's like, well, you know what? My goals haven't changed. I'm still working towards them. It doesn't matter what time of the month or year it is.
Exactly.
Starting exactly right now. Very well said. So let's help people to go outrageous, ambitious, and limitless and tell them one more time how they can go and learn more about you. And if you want to tell us more about the Jumpstart coaching session too, Karen, I'd love to hear some of the details if you don't mind filling us in.
Oh, absolutely. People can find me at KarenFitzgerald.com, and it's C-A-R-Y-N, Fitzgerald.com. And Jumpstart 2015, what that does is we work on focusing on your goals, getting really clear on what you're looking to create. We do some strategic planning. We work both on the business side and the life side because sometimes our daily habits on the personal side influence our business
mm-hmm.
issues. We create a customized daily action plan and a customized reading list for personal growth and development. And it's a lot of fun. So, yeah, definitely it's a partnership, and we're doing them in the month of January and February. So anybody who wants to jump in with a Jumpstart session, we can kick off 2015 with powerful intention.
Wonderful. And I do have another question for you. What sort of time commitment should somebody be anticipating? Because I know this comes up all the time is, I want this thing, I have this goal, but I don't have time. And all of a sudden we're starting to make excuses. So how do we help people who might be feeling that right now?
You know, here's the thing. Everything does take time. However, it really depends on how much time someone chooses to invest and how quickly they want to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So I've worked with people who have a strategic exit plan leaving their full-time job, and they say, you know what, I want to be out of my job and replace my income over the next 3 to 5 years. That's doable. We can do that in 30-minute chunks a day. If somebody is looking to create a full-time income, and I'm talking $50,000 to $75,000 or more,
mm-hmm.
and they want to do it in less than 18 months, it is doable, but it does take strategic planning and pockets of time during the day. So it can be 10 minutes an hour, every hour. If you're working a full-time job, we can work around that. It really depends on the goal, but we work backwards from what are you looking to create, and at what point do you want it to be ready to go? And then we work backwards on the time commitment.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there because I know it's something that can stop people before they've even started. And just hearing that, again, we come back to flexibility, right? It can be as flexible as you need it to be or as you desire for it to be, and really your timing and what it is that you want to create will help dictate that.
Exactly. We have 168 hours every week, and there's always a way to find pockets of time.
There certainly is. I'm so glad that we found time, Karen, to do this interview today.
Me too. It has been absolutely a pleasure.
Thank you so much for being with us today. And everyone, go out and create your outrageous, ambitious, and limitless goals. If you need some help, head over to KarenFitzgerald.com, and that's Karen, CarynFitzGerald.com, and click on Unlock Your Potential to get started. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks for joining us for the Power Up Living Show with Kelly Galea. For more resources and tips to help you experience more freedom, flexibility, and fun in life and business, visit PowerUpLiving.com.